The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Let's see how the stock market has performed today. Have we got all of our Christmas wishes? Are they coming true just a few days early? Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and it is a good afternoon, and it's a good, we'll lead into Christmas, I must say. The market's up 11 points. We had the banks join in today. They were a bit left out of it yesterday. They were down when all their everything was up, particularly the resources. Well, today both the resources and the banking sector went up. So that made the market up 11,6167. That's 80 points for the week. And what a good way to go into Christmas. 10-year highs at the moment.
10-year highs?
10-year highs. So I'm pretty happy about that.
All your Christmases have come at once, Kevin.
They have indeed. I think it's all to do with you, young man. We've started this year off well, and we're just finishing it on a high, and what better way to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah,
so a bit of Christmas cheer around the place today. A couple of quick highlights. Commonwealth Bank up 58 over $80. Rio up another 62 over $74. BHP up 26 over $29. There's a good couple of performances
there.
Percentage-wise, well, Westgold had the best day. They're up 7%, up 10 to 165. What else can I see that I like, that I'm worthwhile mentioning on this esteemed program? Austral Ships up 6 to 186. Well, why don't we throw that in? Mineral Resources doing well, up 52 to $20.63. Even Myer went up 2.5%. I'm not surprised. I spent a lot of money there yesterday. they're trading at 62.5.
Have you done all your Christmas shopping, Kevin?
I have done it all. I'm very pleased about it, I've got to say. I'm feeling much more relaxed now. I'm thinking of a quiet tipple tonight. The Aussie dollar, it's 77. It's quite strong. If you're buying euros, are down below 144. Sterling's below 174 at 173.5. Gold price is steady. It's 1266. We don't care about the stock market now. I think we'll stick around for a couple of weeks.
We'll put it on the bench for a couple of weeks. So you and I will catch up again in 2 weeks. And what can we look forward to, just very briefly, Kevin, in 2018 in the stock market?
Well, I think we can look at it. It's going to be a very, very interesting year. We've got certainly a strong platform for it. We've got interest rates changing. For the first time I can recall, I think it's for 17 years, interest rates in Australia are now lower than those in the US. They've got big tax cuts coming through in the US. So it'll make the broader market very interesting. I think the electric vehicle thing, we've seen a lot of it this year. It's coming in a big way. And I think we're going to see a bit of panic through some of the car groups over there. And I think we'll see the emergence of a new industry in Australia, the fertiliser industry, something that's not big here, something Argonaut's done a lot of work on. I think you'll see some of these fertiliser stocks come to the fore.
So we're talking about the fertiliser that everybody listening to us this afternoon puts into their backyard.
Correct. It puts on their plants to make them grow, puts on their fruit. It's actually not basic fertiliser. It's high-quality fertiliser. It's sulphate of potash. It comes from salt lakes in West Australia, and we think there's a big, new big industry coming out of that. So I'm looking forward to talking about that next year as well. You're back on the 8th, I believe.
I am.
I'm going to join you on that day on the 8th.
All right. Well, Kevin, you have a very Merry Christmas, and thank you for everything this year on Perth Live. It's been fantastic. I think you've taught me a lot. You've taught all of us a lot, and I hope you have a very nice time with all of your family.
Thank you very much. That's very kind.